Brett Kavanagh's on the line. Morning to you, Brett.
Morning, boys.
Morning, Brett.
Hello, I haven't Ray. Seen you. Have you been up here this week?
I've been around.
Will you hopefully get a couple out of the sale?
Andrew, we've got six or eight to train so far, but as far as buying them, you just can't get near the good ones. But anyway, that's how it goes.
Yeah. Good morning, Brett. Well, I reckon you got a good one in the first today. Star Boy, I've been waiting for this horse to return. He did some great things last autumn, but had that extended break. Brett, what's been the issue with Star Boy?
He was intermittently sort of one out of five sore, and we sent him down to Jim Vasey, down to Goulburn, and Jim and Rockmount Farm had a play with him. He was down there like 5.5 months, and they took a little bit of cartilage out of a fetlock joint, and he went on the water walker, had a light prep, had a spell, and then come back to us.
Okay, and that trial going into today at Scone, he galloped inside Rekindled Force. He was cruising, Brett.
Yeah, he was. He's a big, powerful horse now. Mm. Is he a Saturday horse in Sydney? I'm not sure. Is he a highway horse? He's definitely one of those. The hard part we got is if he wins today, he becomes a class four horse. And Jay's probably got to get off and tell us, is he a dead set Saturday sprinter, or do we extend to the 1400 and produce him in the country championship at Tamworth?
What's your gut feel, Brett?
I think he'll run 1400 on his ear. He's a big strong horse. He was nice and relaxed inside him the other day. All his work at home, he's worked in a three, a pair in front of him, and he's trailed up behind him, so he hasn't been pulling. We'll see what the scratchings are by the end of the morning. I spoke to Jay just quickly after Musselbrook, and he was talking that he'd like to take a sit on him rather than be three deep outside the leader punching the breeze, in 1,000 metres. So from barrier 10, he'd probably just look for a touch of cover.
Fair enough. Well, he's got that speed, early speed, but this is, for this time of year, benchmark 74, a bit of depth for this field.
Yeah, and look, it's a good race, and we need these sort of races, country boys, because we got, we get horses like this horse won 3 from 6, and, you get horses that quickly get up to the high 60s, low 70 ratings, and they're open company horses in the bush.
Yeah.
And racing New South Wales have been smart enough to put these 3 and 4 year old races on for this type of horse, so, I think it's a great idea.
No, he's very promising. Brazen in race 7, talented horse, a good country cups horse. I think you're telling me yesterday you're looking towards an Albury Cup campaign for him again.
Yeah, he's been a lovely old horse for us. He came to us from Joey Pride, and he snuck the Dubbo Cup in, and then the next prep he won a Warhope Cup. And he's been genuine. He's been placed in some good 1400s, and I spoke to Francois, who owns him, earlier in the week, and he'd like to see him on a mile and a quarter prep. So we're probably going to see how he sprints today, first up 1400, and then maybe a mile or 18, and eventually get to the mile and a quarter.
Fair enough, yeah. And Andrew, you might have been busy at the sales on Thursday, but I reckon Brett produced a pretty smart horse at Musselbrook. Brett's, his name is Sid's Footprints, and he ran time, did it easy, looked pretty promising.
Yeah, he's way above average. Hong Kong agents are driving us insane wanting to buy him, so that's a good sign. He must be rating well, but he ran time at Taree. I think he ran a class record.
Yep.
And he maintained a strong gallop, Jay said, from the corner through the line in what we thought was a pretty smart class one. But I see Harley never had him in his top four. Good old Gazza, he let us get $6 again.
he let you get on, Brett, that's why.
Yeah. He probably got on himself, old rogue.
Well, he ran time. That was the key, Andrew. Gee, it was impressive watching the horse of Brett's, and he ran a tick over 33. But, Brett, what he did it under his own steam. So, as you said, a lot of upside with Sid's Footprints.
Yeah, exactly. And, since we've moved to Scone, we're getting these type of horses, the Sid's Footprints and the Star Boys and the Fallarinas and just good, sharp young horses. So, and they're not running out of breeding. That's important. Whereas when I was down at Albury, we were getting them out of backyards and training them. So.
Yeah. You got hands on better horses there. Well, we'll see a promising horse this afternoon, Star Boy, and that good old war horse, Brazen. Thanks for joining us this morning, Brett, and best of luck at Randwick.
Cheers, boys. Thank you.